99 and the lights are low. Looking out for a place to go.
Bill Henry. And now, America AM Overnight Online. East of the Rockies, dial 1-800-520-1534. West of the Rockies, dial 520-1534. South of the Rockies, dial 520-1534. North of the Rockies, dial 520-1534. And please, no Canadians tonight. First time callers, 520-1534. Last time callers, 520-1534. If you're calling the Phil Henry Show, 520-1534. If you're calling the Social Security Administration, 1-800-520-1534. And now, America AM Overnight Online. First-time callers, please don't say you're a first-time caller. It bugs living hell out of Bart. He doesn't like it. I don't like you either.
Good evening, and welcome. Brigadier General Johnson Jameson is with us tonight. And we have got ourselves some stories to tell, ladies and gentlemen. But first, you've been hearing me talk about the stool snooper, and if you're like me and you're afraid that you may still be using drugs, but you're not quite sure whether you are still using drugs, Peeman Enterprises has something for you called the stool snooper. Now, a lot of you might still be using cannabis, you might still be using heroin, crack. A lot of you still might be using Secanol, Tylenol, but you're not sure whether you're using it or not. The stool snooper is something that I would like to recommend to you. What you do is send, and it's very simple, a sample of your stool from just any evacuation. Some of you might even be shooting up heroin and you're not aware of that. So send a sample of your stool to a laboratory in Alaska, and that is the Peeman Enterprises Laboratory in Alaska. Now, we'll need a pound. 1 pound of your stool, and once it is laboratory analyzed, you'll know whether or not you are still using recreational drugs. And, of course, maybe you're wondering to yourself, am I still using heroin? Send a pound of your own stool to Peeman Enterprises, Anchorage, Alaska. Friends, this is a product you've got to try. It comes with a handy stool cup and, of course, a handy stool scoop. It's the stool snooper, and you will get the results that you wish for within 4 short months. Just 4 very, very quick and short months. It's the stool snooper from Peeman Enterprises. All right. Let's talk to General Johnson Jameson, and you can, of course, check out the stool snooper on the website. I told you not too long ago that I had to leave these airwaves. And by the way, do we have that up? Yes, a sample of my own stool is on our website right now so that you can take a look at that. I told you not too long ago that I had to leave these airwaves. I could not tell you at that time the reason for that, and General Jameson, you are aware of what that was, correct?
Yes, I am. I am very much aware of it.
I want to let the audience in on what happened to me and what happened possibly to my battle.
Yes, sir. Yes. Tell her. Talk about it.
I was at Area 51, as you know, with General Jameson. We were pre-testing the stool snooper at that time, and we were taking soil samples. Not for any particular reason, but because we thought we looked important digging dirt up and putting it into paper bags and then putting it in the trunk of our car.
Yes, we did. And at that time, Mark, I remember having chest pains and feeling my groin tightening, and the top of my head began to suction.
That's correct. What happened that evening, ladies and gentlemen, was that General Jameson and I had stopped at a little general convenience store and purchased a gallon of Burgundy wine. Now, we consumed all of that, didn't we, General?
Yes, we did. We consumed the entire amount between Reno and Area 51. I believe you were driving.
Yes, I was. When we got there, hold on to yourselves now. And we have talked about the Chisassian civilization on this program. I had just gotten done evacuating my bowels for the stool snipper and digging up dirt and putting it into a plastic bag to put into the trunk of my car when we saw a light. I don't know what kind of light. I can't be sure. I can't describe it. It is fully documented on our website at www.ihatemyself.com. It was a Chisassian star cruiser.
Absolutely. From the photographs that I have taken in my backyard of plates that I've thrown into the air and just underwear and things, it was very similar to that.
Hold on to yourselves, ladies and gentlemen, because General Jameson and I were abducted that night. You remember that, General Jameson?
Oh, Christ, how can I forget? We were siphoned up into the mothership, at which point we were taken into separate examination areas, told to disrobe, and that a very perfunctory prostate exam would commence within a few minutes.
At that time, and this is very difficult for me to say, but I witnessed General Jameson being violated with the handle of a bathroom plunger.
That's correct.
And I know that was tough for you.
At the time, it was tough, but now when I think back on it, it wasn't that bad. But, you know, it was, you got off easy, Bell. My abduction was far worse. A bottle of Absolute was also used on me.
Well, I want to say now that the same thing happened to me. A bathroom plunger, the fondling hands of the Chisassian star cruisers, they seem to be drones. I do not believe that we were abused by any members of the hierarchy of the Chisassian civilization. I believe these to be grunts, stevedores, construction workers, etc. The point being that they were rough handling, and it was a humiliating experience.
Did you get the Absolute shoved up there?
No, I did not. I did. Can you tell us about that?
Well, it hurt. Whoa, man.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Wow is all I can say.
Yeah, you better believe it. But it was at that time that I realized we were in trouble. When you and I woke, we were naked, lying next to each other. I knew it had to have been the Chisassians.
Absolutely. What else could it have been? A bottle of Burgundy wine, and you and I wake up naked, laying together in a sleeping bag. We must have been abducted.
Reminded me of my Navy days.
Absolutely. And so that's why I had to remove myself from these airwaves, if no other reason than for about 3 weeks it was difficult for me to sit down.
Absolutely, I remember that. You know, when your ass is bleeding green instead of red, it's unbelievable, Art. And of course, the photographs bear it out. It's all there on the website, right?
Yes.
But as long as it's on the goddamn website, then we're looking good.
As a matter of fact, General Jameson, we do have a picture of your ass on the website tonight, correct?
Yes, indeed. I'm holding it up to the camera right now. If you go to www.ass.com, you'll see what happened to me that night. It was tough. I went back with the photographs of my ass to NASA. I took photographs of it to the CIA. Guess what?
They didn't want to hear it.
They did not want to hear anything. I walked up to the head of the CIA and said, look, this is a photograph of my ass. What are you going to do about it? What do you think happened?
What?
I was thrown out of the building.
Proof that there's a cover-up? Would you say, General Jameson?
Oh, my Christ, yes. All right. What, are you kidding me? I walked up to the CIA director. I said, look, a photograph of my ass, and I'm thrown out. After I had been violated by Chisassian star cruiser personnel, fondled, rubbed in a manner that was not all too unpleasant, but at the same time, a violation nonetheless. And
mm-hmm. I know what you went through because I went through the same thing. The maraschino cherries all over the groinal area, that wasn't fun, was it?
No, 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 no. I keep telling myself no.
It was a tough night.
It was a tough night, right? But I think with these photographs of the maraschino cherries, of what happened to my ass, and of course, the ray gun that we recovered.
The ray gun was interesting, wasn't it?
Yes, it was, because it wasn't working. I picked it up and I pulled the trigger and it didn't work, and yet the night before, he completely evaporated your Trans Am. Now, how did that happen?
And yet the Trans Am was there the next morning.
Yes, it was, all right. So there's some crap going on and it pisses me off. Really pisses me off.
General Johnson Jameson, you're hearing him. We're talking about something that happened to both of us and something that could happen to you. This is America AM Overnight Online. Pardon me. This is the CDC. This is America AM Overnight Online.
Oh, get to it, will you?
On KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio.
Bill Henry. And now, back to America AM Overnight Online. Let's see, where were we? Oh, yeah, northeast of the Rockies, dial 1-800-521-534. South-southeast of the Rockies, dial 5201-534. Well, this is going to take some time. And now, America AM Overnight Online.
Thank you, and good evening. General Johnson Jameson is with us. And we are concluding our story about a harrowing evening General Jameson and I both spent at Area 51. But first, I can't tell you the number of emails that I get from my listeners, average people who listen to my show each and every night. And do you know what they ask me beyond what is your website address and how can we get your newsletter? They ask me a very common question, and it might be a question you've asked yourself. What can I use other than my sleeve to blow my nose into or to wipe my nose with? Common question. Pinion Enterprises has come up with something I think you're going to like. It is a remarkable invention. It is outstanding. I highly recommend it. I have used it for the first time myself last week. A first-time offer. Think of it. You no longer have to blow your nose into your sleeve. It's called tissue paper. And Pinion Enterprises has it now, a first-time offer. All you have to do is call Pinion Enterprises or write them, and they'll send you 10 sheets of tissue paper. Now, what this is a very light, very, very fine tissue, kind of a light paper. You'll get 10 sheets for $20. It is scented. You'll never have to wipe your nose on your sleeve again. You'll never have to blow your nose into a pant leg. You'll never have to sneeze into your hands again. Think about it. It's going to revolutionize the lives of millions of my listeners. It's called tissue paper. 10 sheets for $20, and as a special added offer, you can also wipe your rear end with it. That's right. So many of my listeners have written in and said, Art, I'm tired of using my hand. Send in for the tissue now, Pinion Enterprises. And, of course, we'll give you that address as the program reaches its conclusion. Tired of using your hand? Try tissue paper from Pinion Enterprises, new. General Johnson Jameson on our program. General Jameson, again, we thank you very much for being with us. It has been one of those nights, hasn't it?
Absolutely, it has. And I suspect that it's going to continue. You and I, having been probed by the Tassassian civilization with a bathroom plunger handle, left to die on the desert floor, waking up next to each other naked with a bottle of whipped cream. I don't know how it happened, but I know it has something to do with alien abduction.
Absolutely. Something interesting happened in your family, though, didn't it? And you wanted to tell me a little bit about it?
Well, I wanted to tell you that, do you recall the night you spent at my house? And I couldn't be there, so you said that you'd stand guard over my wife?
Yes, I did.
And my daughter?
Yes, I did.
Something miraculous has happened, and I don't know what to make of it. I've called friends of mine at NASA and the CIA. Both my daughter and my wife are 3 months along pregnant.
Fascinating. Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. I don't get it. They're both pregnant. And the only thing that links these two events is when you spent the night at my house and I wasn't there.
Yeah, we do have pictures of your wife and daughter on the website at www.imadirtywhore.com.
Yes, we do. And there they are. Well, my wife is pregnant, and my daughter's pregnant, and our babysitter is pregnant. And I think the government has something to do with it. Now, I'm not sure how, but...
What about the dog? Is there any... Perhaps the dog had...
I don't know. I don't think that kind of interspecies thing could happen, Art. But I'll tell you that I'm looking into it. And when I find out what happened, there's going to be a lot of people in this government that are going to have me to answer to. And this could have to do with Y2K, but I just don't get how my wife, daughter, and babysitter could be 3 months pregnant. After all, the only person in the house that night was you.
Yeah, it's amazing.
If I found out you had anything to do with it, though, I'll tell you that I will violate you with a bottle of Dom Perignon.
Is that a promise?
Absolutely, Art.
Well, General Jameson, I thank you very much. Are you able to sit down yet?
Not yet.
Me neither. That bathroom, the handle of that plunger.
It was bad for a while. Then it was good, but then it was bad again.
Remember, pictures of General Jameson's ass on our website, www.assgeneraljameson.com. And we certainly do hope to speak with you again, and are very happy to be back in the saddle here. And I say in the saddle, I'm still standing up, too. I say that figuratively.
Of course.
On our program. It's been a great pleasure, General Jameson.
Well, that's all right. And stay away from my wife and daughter and babysitter.
All right.
Screw you.
And now, America AM Overnight Online. East of the Rockies, dial 1-800-5201-534. West of the Rockies, dial 5201-534. South of the Rockies, dial 5201-534. North of the Rockies, dial 5201-534. And please, no Canadians tonight.